bears are pretty chill. And then if you piss them off, they cut your head off.
Yeah.
But they're still chill while they're doing that.
Yeah, they're like, well, I mean, you fucked me.
I'm going to kill you now.
I got to go to sleep after this.
Yeah,
so
I'm having a nap.
I'm not going to spend too much energy on this. Slowly running out of energy.
You're slowly running out of energy?
Like, my body's not recovering from the moving of stuff.
Shit, what's the best way to get up there?
I don't know.
36.
And so, like, I'm wondering how much function I'll have tomorrow when I actually move. This is Sitsock.
Hey, everybody. This is a special edition Sitsock.
Oh, you don't have to tell them that.
It is, though. It's a special edition Sitsock.
It is. We've literally never done this before.
Well, I mean, and times, they are changing. Jesus, is Bob Dylan in the car with us?
Yeah. I don't know what Bob Dylan sounds like when he's just talking, though.
He's, like, really boringly normal.
He's like, yeah. I just like things, you know? Like sauce and...
I just like the...
Like, some types of...
Come out of my
house. The best part about moving to a new house is the first time you log into, like, Grubhub or DoorDash and see, like, all the new places you can order from.
Unfortunately,
we're not that far away from our old house, so a lot of those insane ones show up, which is actually good because I found this really crazy place called Brooklyn's Finest Pizza that... is just the most amazing pizza place.
We actually ordered from Big Daddy for the first time in a long time.
I was going to do that last night, too, but I decided to branch out.
Yeah. So it was funny because it's been next to us forever. Like, we moved in, there's Big Daddy. We never went there. And Kate is often fond of things that she can trust. So, like, trying new stuff is not always what's on the menu for ordering pizza in. Because by the time we've reached the point where we're going to order pizza... we're usually done with adventures and need to have something like a standby.
Stable.
So it's always like, you want to try a new place? Like, kind of don't want to take the risk right now. Kind of need something. Kind of need a win. Kind of need a quick win right now.
But I thought Big Daddy's when we ordered it was good.
That's what happened is we got it and like, shit, this is actually really good. Like,
so what have when we been I was doing with our when last time we had Big Daddy's, I think it was during a move or something. It doesn't matter. Yep. But it was at your place and it kind of tasted like a. It kind of felt like a Little Caesars kind of place, because you can get pizzas for pretty cheap if you go there and just pick them up. They have, hot and ready stuff.
Oh, they do.
I thought they did. I thought they had a similar system where you could go get, a real quick pizza. You don't have to, wait.
Or?
You can buy slices for sure.
Yeah.
But, and so, I was kind of like, well, I like Little Caesars, so, I mean, I'm not going to hate this. But it was actually really good. Foldable slices.
Yeah, they're in the New York sort of style. I like them. And now we might actually... I think they made it into the rotation just from that.
Wow. I prefer it over Domino's. Yeah, in 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
So that's the really cool
thing,
too.
See, the thing I like about Domino's is when you really feel like hating yourself, you can get yourself a bread bowl full of pasta.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you can just you know what? I want some more carbs in my carbs.
As a fat person, I even find that kind of dangerous. Because...
it's problematic.
If I order pizza, I usually order pizza. I don't,
Right.
Well, I order other things in addition to the pizza.
Yeah.
And so if I'm ordering a bread bowl...
I also
have a pizza coming, so I'm today's a bad day or today's a celebration, and so
one or the other, celebratory pizza or conciliatory pizza.
Yeah, so one of those two ways, some bad shit's gonna happen, and I'm gonna be on my back. But
so the other thing is that you can also just order a sandwich from Domino's, which is a very alien, difficult to wrap your head around concept because their sandwiches are good.
More and more places are offering sandwiches, but Domino's sandwiches are pretty legit because they basically send them through the pizza oven just like they do with their pasta. It's a pretty cool process because they just are like, hey, what else can we do with the pizza oven? And then they add a bunch of shit to their menu.
Yeah.
And I will say this, Domino's is the equivalent of I like the experimentation that Taco Bell has with their menu.
Yeah.
And Domino's is like the pizza version of that because they typically have weird stuff. Now, some people might say Pizza Hut is the Taco Bell version of that, but Pizza Hut's stuff, I actually like Pizza Hut's sides more than I like their pizza.
I don't like their pizza.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, I like the stuffed crust, and that's another one where, if you're going to order a stuffed crust pizza,
I think the thing I always struggle with Pizza Hut is every time I eat it, I say to myself, man, this is too salty. every time.
Yeah.
And I know it going in, and I still say, man, this is really salty.
This is so salty.
How is that? How much salt is actually in there? Because Domino's is super salty. And Big Daddy's gonna be super salty.
Yeah.
But you don't notice it enough to be like, wow, this is salty.
Actually, so this is kind of plays right into exactly what I was gonna say at the beginning of this podcast, was I ordered from a place called Rica's Pizza, which is crazy because it's this it looks completely like a Mexican restaurant. It's themed colors. It's got a Mexican sombrero on the logo of the Rica's Pizza place. Nice. So I ordered from them. They have a chipotle raspberry wing sauce, which is pretty
good. Holy fuck, yeah.
But their pizza.
Four Noses Bar.
Yeah, yeah. We went there. I've went there with this sales team before. So, but it tasted like Pizza Hut. It had that kind of like light, like small bubble crust, kind of that pizzas used to have. An overabundance of pepperonis, which I liked, but also made it really salty. And I think like that's part of what makes Pizza Hut's really salty is maybe the type of pepperoni they use or something like that. Because
I don't know what it is.
I know what you're talking about.
Like a cheese, maybe.
Maybe too. Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, there's something in there. It is salty.
But this one place I found, this Brooklyn's Finest place, it has a pizza that I like have like learned to rely on. So they use a pepperoni that is like a smaller form pepperoni, and it rolls up at the edge. Yeah, that's
grease,
how you know.
Grease cups.
Well, yeah, there's that. So if you don't like grease, probably don't want to go there. But
no, I love
their pizza is greasy because it's supposed to be like a New York style, where you like it's big slices you fold, and like it's like a floppy, delicious pizza. But I found out they had these pinwheels. These pepperoni pinwheels.
Yeah.
And so the pinwheels are like the things you can get from like Old Chicago, where you're like, they call them rolls or something, pepperoni rolls or something. They had them at Alamo for a while.
Fucking yeah, they used to. They got rid of them.
Which is sad. But these guys, they put less dough, more cheese, and pepperoncinis in them. So it's a pepperoni, mozzarella, pepperoncini roll, and they put a ton of cheese, and then they bake it in the same thing as the pizza, so the bottom gets like super like crispy cheese.
Nice.
It's
that sounds amazing. I'm a huge fan of pepperoncinis and shit.
Yeah. They're the
especially
best pepper.
Sliced up thin ones, so they're just so crispy. Yeah.
I gotta say, I think pepperoncini is, like, the one pepper that's, like, underrated.
Yeah.
Because
it's, like a throwaway pepper,
not super spicy. And so anybody can eat it.
Yeah. And
almost anybody.
And they're always pickled because they're actually really firm when they're... You never eat a raw
I've never... I don't think...
No, you don't.
They're
like
sport peppers, right? Are those,
they're kind of similar.
That's okay.
Ooh, that was nice. Yeah, no, they're... What was
10 points for Gryffindor.
They, I think they're just really hard or possibly really bitter when they're fresh. I can't remember, but there's something like, you just don't do that. So they're always pickled.
Which is great because they have, like, excess juice.
And they got that nice tangy vinegar finish, which makes them fucking useful in anything. You put that shit on everything.
And that's one of the reasons Papa John's is actually kind of good, is because when you get their pizza, you get, like, pepperoncinis with it.
Yep.
And... I watched one of the guys at the shop do this. He bit the end off and then sprinkled the pepperoncini all over the pizza.
Nice.
And so the seeds got on it and the juices got
gives
on
you
it.
A nice kind of flavor.
Yeah,
that'll
it was.
That'll cut that grease a little
bit.
It
was genius. But yeah, the Pizza Cast.
This is the downside is we're on our way to lunch.
That's why we're talking
about
food.
It's going to be very food oriented.
The other place that I've had, like, so let me explain to you the order of events that happened here, and then we can decide if I actually like Little Caesars still or not.
Okay.
So I used to get the $5 things. Those are pretty solid pizzas. You pay $5 for like a medium quality like pizza, but you get the flavors
you
want.
And you get a pizza now.
Yeah.
The biggest. So I want a pizza in my mouth by the time I finish this sentence. Cool.
And then they invented the extra most bestest, which is the pizza that has per capita, not per capita, but according to other studies they've done, has more pepperoni and cheese than the other leading types of this pizzas of the same size by the same by their competitors, which is a $6 pizza. But it's actually a lot more, I think the quality isn't the right word, but it tastes a lot better because it's got a lot
it's
more.
It's more than a dollar better.
Yeah. And then they have the extra most bestest stuffed crust, which is $7, and you can get that.
That sounds like an even better.
And I mean, it's good. It's good. And then they have their deep dish, which is really good. So if you go to Little Caesars, you can get their Italian cheesy bread. They call them ICB.
Don't think I've been to a Little Caesars in probably 7 or 8 years.
Wow, you should try it. They have some pretty good stuff. But the Italian cheesy bread, their cheese bread is probably the best cheese bread on
the market.
Do they
still call it crazy bread?
They have crazy bread, but cheese. This is different. This is basically like a deep dish pizza with no sauce and just a shitload of cheese on it. And the edges are crispy, and it's like... You could basically have that as your pizza if you didn't want a lot of sauce or something, right?
Skeeters,
the coffee place.
I hadn't done this drive in a long time. Jesus, there's more stuff.
I've
donut place
never
still
driven
yay.
Here. Oh, there's KT's Barbecue. There's a lot of barbecue places.
Yeah. This is my old commute. Is what we're driving down right now. From way back in the day, but I haven't done it in probably 6 years.
So long ago.
Well, I mean, I didn't do that commute for 5-6 years, but I think we've gone up this way a couple times since then. But it's probably been
200 years?
2,000 years.
So they have their cheesy bread. Then they have a deep dish pizza, which is like a bigger version of their cheesy bread.
Yeah.
And then they have a stuffed crust deep dish pizza.
How?
And
do you do that?
I ate that once, and that was the one time where I was like, okay, I might have overdone it, because their deep dish pizzas have so much cheese on them already that I think my life is just turning into a how much cheese can I eat before I feel like I'm going to die game.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I hate it enough yet to stop doing it, but soon. Soon there will be a point where I'll be like, I don't think I should do this anymore, Bob. But
I think that's when you don't poop for 2 days. That's when you draw the line.
If I didn't poop for 2 days, I'd be genuinely concerned. Like,
oh, yeah.
In terms of, like...
A lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that other people do it, but no, my regular is not.
2 days, I think, is not considered...
Are you sure? Healthy. I mean, some people don't poop for weeks.
That is definitely unhealthy.
Are you sure?
There used to be a farmer's market in that.
I feel like I've been over here before, but at night.
Yeah, possible. I mean, this is... Yeah. I mean, you came up here to interview...
But I came through 470, so I never drove this way.
Yeah.
Because I drove on the highway. But one last pizza place I think is really good is Jet's Pizza.
How did you get off 470 to get?
Not 470. E470.
Yeah, but how did you get?
And then I turned right somewhere.
Drops you back down there.
Yeah, but I turned off before I got that far. I turned off somewhere. No, I took 470. There was a way to do it. I don't remember it.
Well, it was a number of years ago.
Yeah, it worked.
Anyway.
But yeah, so Jet's Pizza. And the reason I think that they're good is they have like what's called a four-corner pizza, which is just four slices of deep dish.
Yeah.
And they have a really good deep dish. But they have an eight-corner pizza too. So if you want two different pizzas, you can get two different pizzas. But they do this thing called Turbo Crust.
Turbo Crust!
Which has Parmesan, Romano cheese, garlic, butter, and like a bunch of spices on it. Yeah. And so it turns into like an... It's like cheese... It's like a, you know, bread with the crust. That's where I got off. That part where...
Oh, right. Yeah, so you took all the way to Northwest Parkway. Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. Sorry, I forgot that you can go that way.
Yeah, it's just all one big long circle, it turns out.
No, I forgot we haven't passed that. My bad.
But, yeah.
Like I said, I haven't done this drive in a fucking long-ass time. This gets fun in the winter.
Is it because it's, like, windy?
It gets windy, so it gets frozen. So this is a sheet of ice.
It's like South Park.
Yeah. It's great.
Sheet of human ice.
Sheet of human garbage.
So let's talk about something a little bit crazier. Not crazier, I don't know. Pizza's great. If you don't like pizza, you can...
Go fuck yourself. Okay. I mean, hi.
But let's talk about why you designed your crest the way you did. Like, let's talk about the intricacies of your...
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so first off, talk about... So Kendrick is now a supreme ultra master of swordsmen.
Chief ass kicker.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, as I've learned by going to this ceremony, you get to design your own...
Shield?
Okay.
It's a piece of heraldry.
Okay.
And Tyler, my buddy who knows this stuff, because he's making one as well, knows all the terms. And for some reason, I am fundamentally retarded in that sense, and I cannot remember the right term.
I don't think you
can
say that.
No, I mean, like, my brain does not have a...
No, but, like, I mean, it disparages, like, a huge group
of
people.
No, I'm not disparaging the differently able. I'm just saying that...
But, like, I still don't really think it's a good idea to say...
Well, that's retarded. All right. So, anywho, I don't really understand it, so I keep using the wrong word. It's a blazon is the text that uses to describe it. It would be a crest if it had more on it. It'd be a coat of arms if it had more beyond that.
Okay.
But it's just the shield, which is part of the greater piece of heraldry.
And every scholar has a shield, and they're all in this really cool book that's basically like the Liber, like sword erotica, and you guys, everybody in their RMSG or the greater.
That's the document.
And so you can like, the book is really cool. If you ever get a chance to like go to one of Kendrick's things and you get to see the book, it's really cool.
I actually have not had a chance to go through it.
But we went, somebody was going through it and we saw the heralds and stuff, or the shields and stuff like that. And so yeah, let's talk about, so you design your own shield when you become a scholar and then you get to do shit with it.
I just bought that place, Austin Hardwoods. You just, I bought some sticks there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's funny. I didn't know they did livers. Anyway, I mean, it makes sense. But yeah, so we design, each scholar designs one that has to follow the rules of tincture. And so there are specific rules about how the colors have to lay, because there's colors and furs and metals. So like black isn't a color, and you don't have white, it's like silver. So like that's a metal, and then you have gold, which is a metal, and the metals can't touch, and then colors can't touch without a metal being between them. So I don't remember all the rules.
Did you design your own?
I started my design. So I designed a couple of iterations with my understanding of how the rules work, and then I went to other people who knew the rules better, and then they said, okay, that's good, but, and then they tweaked it a little, and then I went back, and they're like, okay, this is good, but, and then we tweaked it. And then the final one, I sent the blazon, which is the text, so I actually could pull it up, but I don't want to right now, and it's like bisected, ardent, and azure, so green and blue, with silver or whatever it is. It's not silver. It's another word for it. A long sword, sinister, because it's on the left side, and a wolf, or I mean a bear, you know, you'll say anything, so it's in the center, and a broadsword,
dexter. So what, you can describe the entire
shield through words.
So the whole
thing is converted into text.
Huh.
And that's actually one of the interesting things for me is, technically, the shield you've seen is programming. Yeah, you, and then there's an order of operations in how you describe it. So the idea is you go to, when you travel somewhere or whatever, you can tell somebody in text, this is what it is, and then they can draw one without ever having seen it.
That's pretty sweet.
And it'll be more or less the same with their own artistic tweaks.
Because so the sword could be different, but it's still in the same location, same color.
And so the whole point is that it's supposed to be recognizable from a great distance, and mine, I think, is. You might not recognize that it's a broadsword, but you'd recognize that it's a bulbous end on the bottom and a sticky end on the top, and the other one has a kind of cross shape.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I submitted that and my mock-up that was generated from a website with my doodles on it to Douglas, the head of the guild. He also happens to be an excellent graphic designer, so he redesigned it a less shitty version that actually looked really cool. And he said he'd send it to me, but then his computer crashed, like, that week. And so he had to send it to me during his office hours, but then he had some time off, and then he's had going through a bunch of shit. So I've been waiting patiently, but I've been waiting a month and a half for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to bother people at work, especially because he's going through all this shit. So I've just been patiently twiddling my thumbs and waiting. He finally got it to me a couple days ago, and I ordered patches, and I'm probably gonna get a tattoo, and I'm gonna paint on the side of my house and whatever. Like so,
sweet.
But what I selected for it was green and blue with a diagonal white line in it, and it'll probably be in this podcast because I'm putting that shit on anything I can fucking find it. And in the top left is a long sword, and it's in the green background. Green is one of my preferred colors. A lot of my gear is green, and I like green. I was going to go for a brown, but that has complex historical connotations that don't really work. There isn't really
brown. It's racist.
Why is that guy stopping?
Oh, he doesn't understand how roundabouts work.
Okay. You need to go, dude. Okay.
Bale 4?
More like Bale, go fuck yourself.
Bale, anyway. He was just going straight, poor guy.
Anyway.
He's too dumb to function.
It's fine. Lots of people are. And so it's a longsword representing... that's blue on the top left. It's the longsword representing the guild color. Blue is the guild color, and then the longsword is what we do there, mostly, among other things. But I wanted it simple. I wanted it to be simple enough where I could actually draw it poorly, but, like, draw it, mm-hmm. and you'd recognize that that's what I did.
Okay.
And then the middle is a wolf, bear. I was going to do a bear or a wolf, couldn't decide. The wolves are another Anscott's thing, but I usually have a bear. I like bears. Bears are kind of my animal that I go with, and there's not a lot of other bears in the guild. And then in the bottom right is the green with the broadsword.
Okay.
And that broadsword is from the 18th century, so it's the other side of what I do. So all of my shit... Hi, old office. That's kind of the breadth of my study. It's going from the longsword from the 14th century into the broadsword of the 18th century.
Hmm.
Now, technically, I kind of go a little outside that as well, but that's sort of that's the story that tells for me.
And did you already say what the bear was for?
The bear was just because I identify with bears a lot, so that, like, the bear is sort of the animal that I always pick. If you've seen, I have a lot of bear statues and bear shit around my house.
Okay.
Bears are kind of my spirit animal.
And you are a bear.
In many ways.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, bears are pretty chill. And
until
then if you piss
them
off, they cut your head off.
Yeah.
But they're still chill while they're doing that.
Yeah, they're like, well, I mean, you fucked me.
I'm going to kill you now.
I got to go to sleep after this.
Yeah,
so
I'm having a nap.
I'm not going to spend too much energy on this. Yeah. Just enough to get it done.
Yeah.
So can other people, like, rep your city, bitch? Like, if I wanted, like, a sticker of your shield, could I, like, put it on my shit? Or do I have to, like...
I think that would be kind of an odd choice, culturally. Like, it'd be weird for you to put my crest on your things.
Why? I like it.
Well, that's the thing, is it's a little odd because it sort of represents mine, so it would be kind of saying whatever thing you put it on is mine.
Well, yeah, but, you, like, I mean? I'm yours. Wink. Or something like that. I mean,
yeah.
It's really cool, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
kind
fuck
of,
me. I don't want to have
well,
any stickers.
That's
good.
I mean,
I'm glad you have
one. Do whatever
stickers.
You want, but I'm not getting stickers. I'm actually getting fucking embroidered patches.
Okay, cool. I don't want one of those either.
Well, I mean, it's just...
Is it weird?
I mean,
or is it cool to have people, like, repping your brand?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to ask. It just seems... my first guess off of that is weird, but I also don't really understand the culture all the well. I mean, I'm doing my thing.
And do you have, like, you know, like, I'm just appropriating it at that point, right?
I mean...
Where I'm just like, hey, this is cool looking. I'm just going to use it.
Kinda. But that's kind of what we're doing, too, because this is all based off of a version of European history that we're not really a part of, right?
Aww.
Fucking Toyota. Or, yeah.
That's true.
So like,
you're just, like, kind of
role-playing.
We're
all kind of doing our thing, right? Jesus, we,
oof. I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
No, I didn't either, but here we are.
Here we are.
So, yeah, I guess if you want to just...
There's wrap. A Thai food place?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Been there for a while.
I freaking love Thai food.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
The days.
These days.
Just park like over there.
Yeah, we'll
walk.
There.
Or we'll this go. One right there?
I'm just going. That's...
No, that's fucking the crosswalk.
That's fucking a crosswalk.
They kind of look
over there open. Is smoker-friendly parking lot.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we'll just run over these young people and then... Oh, they're not young. They're fine. All right, well, I guess...
They're not young. They just look disheveled.
They just walk around in hoodies and pajama pants. I just assume that they're young people. All anyway, like, comment, and subscribe. You know, yeah. We should... now there's old people running around. This is exciting.
There's like a... Yeah, this is
shit's going
kind
down.
Of cray-cray.
Man, okay. Cool. So, we might have to wait a little bit for a table.
That's okay, we'll see.
That's fine.
Let's work till 7.
That doesn't matter to him. No one even knows what I do anyway. So, like, comment, subscribe. I'll say it one more time.
Eat pizza.
Eat pizza.
Use Kendrick's patches on stuff, even though he doesn't like it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go nuts.
Bye.